Chapter 4. Shalura. Play Gone Wrong. Blindfold. And Aftercare. Allura ran her fingers through Shiro's bangs, smoothing them back with the rest of his hair. "You should feel no obligation," she told him. "If this is not something you're comfortable with, I hope you would back away and not put yourself at risk."
"It can't be an obligation if I asked you to try," Shiro pointed out, amused. He appreciated how much care Allura was showing him, but he really didn't think it was necessary. Blindfolds had always been solidly on Shiro's blacklist, but not out of lack of interest. He'd always been afraid of his reactions, afraid that he'd lose track of himself and end up hurting someone. Bad enough on a normal day, but during the physical strain of sex, combined with not being able to see where he was? But Shiro was curious, too. He loved being surprised, being nipped and pinched when he didn't expect it. It was all pleasure, so would it really set him off? Then, the other day, Allura had pressed Shiro against the wall so hard he hadn't been able to move his arms at all. If he'd been a danger, she could have handled him easily. So Shiro had started to think, maybe, instead of no way. Last night, he'd brought it up to Allura. She'd asked over and over if he was sure, and Shiro replied over and over, "No, but I'd like to try." And here they were. Shiro had to admit the reality was more nerve-wracking than he thought. He'd been focused on how fun it would be not to be able to anticipate their movements. Now he was thinking about how frightening it could be. But Shiro still wanted to try. Shiro wanted to think he was getting better, or that he was capable of more than he thought. He wanted to expand his horizons and try new things, explore the unknown. In his heart, Shiro had always been an adventurer. "All right," Allura finally allowed. She picked up the blindfold and held it up to him. It was molded to follow the bridge of his nose and cupped over his eyes, so he'd be able to open them underneath the fabric. "This will completely block off your vision. Are you sure you do not want to start with a ribbon or a tie?" Shiro took a deep breath. "No, I want to do this right." That earned him a frown. "There is no such thing as right here," Allura reminded him, voice steeling. "Only what you're comfortable with." Truth be told, none of it was comfortable. What else is new? "That's the one I want to use," Shiro replied, voice firming right back. Allura sighed, then smoothed his bangs back one more time. "All right. Remember your word if you feel uncomfortable." "Voltron," Shiro replied immediately. "I will. Or the V sign if I can't speak."
"That should not be a problem this time. But yes." Allura pressed a quick kiss to Shiro's forehead, then slotted the blindfold over his face. "How is this?"
Shiro's brows rose, though she couldn't see it any longer. "Dark." There was a pause, and Shiro could just imagine Allura's unimpressed look.
"How do you feel?"
"Silly, scared, nervous, eager, tense." "Fine," Shiro replied, tone perfectly even. "You can go ahead and tie it on."
After another, shorter pause, Allura began. The band slotted around the back of his head and tightened, holding it all firmly still. All Shiro could see was the pitch blackness of the blindfold, when he even bothered to open his eyes. But he could feel Allura's elegant fingers through his hair, could feel the gentle puffs of air from her breath ruffle his bangs. He could even feel the heat coming off of her. It was Allura, and it was impossible to lose track. Until she stepped back. "Do you want to be on your stomach or on your back for this?" Allura asked, voice strengthening into a tone of command. Shiro considered, licking his dry lips.
"Either way is fine with me," he said.
It was true. The longer she was gone, the tenser he was. He couldn't feel her anymore. Instead, Shiro focused on the sheets under him. They were silken and fine, the bed below them plush. He knew this, Bed. Only one in the universe felt like this. Allura considered, and Shiro could hear her footsteps as she stepped over to the other side of the bed. On your back, for now. Lay out. Taking a deep breath, Shiro obeyed. He reached out blindly until he found a pillow, then stuck it under his head. Knowing Allura, this would either go fast or painfully slowly. For once, he was hoping for the former. But once he was settled, he let his natural hand rest over the covers, the pads playing over the smooth texture. It made a soft, swishing noise with every pass, quiet enough not to be disturbing, but loud enough for Shiro to hear. He knew where he was. He knew who was here with him, even if he couldn't see them, even if someone else could be here. Shiro ground his teeth. Remember to safe word if you don't feel comfortable, Allura murmured. Her voice was surprisingly close, and Shiro tensed slightly. He set his jaw. I will, he promised. This was fine. Sure, Shiro's hair was standing on end and his heart was pounding, but that happened all the time during sex. The point was to make him hyper-aware. That wasn't a bad thing. This was fine. This was fine. Shiro was thankful he was still wearing his boxers, so Allura couldn't easily see changes in his arousal. The first touch of a hand made him flinch. It was just on his shoulder, warm and slow, and Shiro made himself take several deep breaths. His heart pounded like it was trying to force its way out of him, but he was fine. He was definitely fine because he was able to recognize it, who it belonged to. Those long, fine nails and slender fingers only belonged to one person. The hand smoothed over his chest, down the center line. Allura pulled back until only one finger was touching, then drew it down by the nail, nearly brushing his belly button, before pulling back away. There was a thump, then another. And silence. Shiro strained to hear footsteps, but couldn't find them. Oh, Allura must have taken off her shoes. Now Shiro couldn't track her at all. A shiver ran through him. Shiro took another deep breath, stomach muscles jumping as he tensed and then relaxed. This was what he wanted. Shiro didn't need to safe word. He didn't. Then next touch was over his thigh. This time, the heat felt nearly burning. Shiro's whole leg twitched and pulled back before he could help himself. He had to clench both hands, ripping the covers off the bed, before he could lower it back down. All right? Allura asked, voice a whisper. Was that good or bad?
Neutral, Shiro replied. Just didn't expect it. Now it feels good.
It did. Allura's palm was warm and soft, especially as she smoothed inward. Her fingers slipped under the leg of his boxers, then back out, then in again. Then her hand lifted away completely. Alone again. Alone, trying to hear footsteps in the dark. Shiro couldn't keep track of the hands, of the person he was with. He didn't know where they'd come from next. Shiro was left alone for a long time, until his skin was nearly covered in goose flesh. Where was she? Anticipation sang through his veins like electric sparks, meshing with and overtaking the arousal. He started to push himself up, head tilted to try and listen, stilling his breath so he could hear hers, and nails, claws, pressed in his stomach, a startlingly sharp sensation. She pressed in against him, her weight pressing him back down, and teeth grazed against the delicate skin where shoulder became neck. Shiro moved. In an instant, he had his feet against her stomach, shoving her back hard enough to tumble away. She was lifted off him completely, and he heard a thump farther away where she landed. Shiro didn't wait for her to recover, scrambling to his feet, back until his shoulder hit a wall at full force. Using it as a balance, he braced against it and lit his arm, hearing the singing hum of it and prepared to strike when... Shiro? What? How did she know his name? Shiro, you're safe. You're at the castle. Take off the blindfold. He knew that voice. Castle? Slowly, hesitantly, Shiro reached up with his left hand until he found the edges of something around his eyes. He ripped it off and flinched at the bright light around him. This was the Castle of Lions. Shiro had been with Allura, and he'd kicked her off the bed. Slowly, he dropped his arms to his side, and Shiro slid back down the wall. Any slick he'd been producing had long since stopped, leaving his boxers a vaguely sticky mess, beginning to dry against his skin. He couldn't imagine feeling less in the mood. Because he'd... Shiro had hit Allura. He stared at her, taking in her rumpled hair and ripped nightdress. Shit. I'm so sorry. Allura hesitated on the edges of the bed, like she was afraid to touch him. Pain lanced through Shiro, starting in his stomach and arching outward. He embraced it. He should hurt. He'd hit her. Are you okay? Allura asked, as if Shiro hadn't just kicked her off the bed. Shiro stared at her like she'd utterly lost the plot. Are you okay? Brows up, Allura tilted her head. Well, I wouldn't recommend it, but... Shiro, I can certainly survive a tumble off the bed. I've had worse falls from bad dreams as a child. At worst, I will have a small bruise, and I will ask Karan to give me a salve for it. Oh, shit. What was Karan going to do when he heard about this? Shiro was going to get strangled, and he'd deserve it. Shiro, may I touch you? Focusing on her again, Shiro bit his bottom lip. If you want, he finally replied, voice quiet. Allura sat down on the edge of the bed, and then scooted forward until she could reach out and cup Shiro's cheek. I'm all right, she told him. I'm more startled than hurt, I promise. You didn't strike to wound me. You struck to push me away. That's all. That? She wasn't wrong, but that didn't mean Shiro hadn't struck her to begin with. I'm sorry, he said, voice a low rasp. I thought I was okay, and then I wasn't. Allura's expression went stern. Yes, that is something we need to discuss. Why did you not use your safe word? Wincing, Shiro shrugged. It wasn't that bad, and I didn't want you to stop. Did you believe I would be upset if you stopped the session? Shiro's eyes widened. Of course not. You asked a dozen times. I knew I could stop at any time. I just didn't want to. Sighing like she was relieved, Allura nodded. All right. But Shiro, trust goes both ways. You understand that, correct? Oh. Shiro's stomach plummeted. I understand, he agreed, dropping his gaze to his lap. I hurt you. No, you did not, Allura replied, short and snappish. You betrayed my trust in a different way. I believed that you knew when to use your safe word, and I trusted you to take precautions when doing something so charged. Instead, you chose to keep silent. Shiro froze. Slowly, his eyes tracked back up to her. I thought I had it under control. The safe word is there any time you feel uncomfortable, not just when it's gone too far, Allura replied, still sharp, her fingers curled under his chin, forcing him to look at her properly, and keeping him from staring at his lap again. That is part of our understanding, that you will not lie to me and say things are all right when that's not true. We could have prevented this if you'd done so. Flinching, Shiro closed his eyes. I'm sorry, he said, voice small. You're right. I didn't know it was that bad. It was the time in between. I was fine until I lost track, and then I was too far gone to remember. There was silence. Finally, Shiro cracked his eyes open once again. For the first time, he really looked at her, seeing what was there instead of what he expected. Allura was sad. "Oh, Shiro," she murmured. "My paladin, we must teach you to respect your limits. We want to keep you safe, but you must be a part of that. We can't do it in spite of you, unless we wish to wrap you up and never let you leave your room." A new kind of guilt settled like a rock in Shiro's stomach. "I'm sorry," he murmured again, less desperate and more sincere. "Next time I'll know."
"I do not believe I want to try this again," Allura murmured. "Not soon, at least. There is much else we can do without blindfolds."
That was fair. Shiro had proven he wasn't responsible with them. He nodded, eyes falling shut.
"But I accept your apology, provided you do not repeat this mistake again."
Shiro smiled. "I'll try." Leaning in, Allura kissed him gently.
"That is all I ask of you. Now, I do not believe either of us is interested in more tonight, correct?"
The memory of violence still sang in Shiro's skin like electricity sparking over metal.
"No," he agreed. "I'd really rather not."
Allura nodded.
"Will you let me hold you instead? I have an idea, and I'm not sure how you will feel about it."
When he met her eyes again, she started to shift, until she was taller than Shiro, though not the height of a Galra.
"I'd like to spend the evening like this. You have said before Hunk's size makes you feel safe and cared for. I could do the same."
"You make me feel safe no matter what size you are," Shiro replied.
He leaned in to kiss her, smiling gently.
"But I'd like that. And in the morning, we'll see how your stomach looks. Agreed?"
"It will be fine,"
Allura muttered back, almost sullen.
"But if it will be comfortable to you, I agree. First,"
she stood,
"I'll be back shortly."
With that, she stepped into the bathroom. Shiro stared after her, then flopped back onto the bed with a groan. His head landed on the discarded blindfold. Making a face, he balled it up and threw it across the room. It hit the wall with a dull thump and slid down to pool on the floor. Next time he'd... Hell, if there was a next time, Shiro wasn't sure he wanted to try again. That could be okay. No one required it of him. Shiro just didn't like accepting limits from anyone or anything, even his own brain. Sometimes he was going to have to. He could push again later. Allura stepped out of the bathroom, carrying a wet cloth and an empty glass. She moved to a small box in the corner and opened it. Inside was a container of water and sliced pieces of fruit. Allura took them both out and filled the cup, then sat down next to him.
"Drink first."
Familiar with this routine, Shiro obediently drained the cup in small sips. Once that was done, Allura refilled it, but put it on the bedside table instead. She set the plate down next to her on the bed, then tugged on his boxers.
"May I remove these?"
"I'll do it."
Shiro tugged them off, then obediently moved so she could wipe him down. It was mostly sweat, but he still felt better for it. And Allura was well aware. After, she cleaned herself off, then neatly tossed the used cloth into her hamper.
3 points,
Shiro murmured, smiling softly. Allura paused.
"What kind of points?"
Laughing, Shiro shook his head.
"Don't worry about it. Sorry."
Considering him, Allura nodded, though Shiro suspected she was making a mental note to ask him later.
"Would you like to be under the covers?"
"Please,"
Shiro agreed, shivering gently. The castle was definitely a little chilly when damp, naked, and coming off adrenaline. Moving the plate out of the way, Allura pulled the covers up so Shiro could settle down. Then she curled around him, arms around his waist and chin on his shoulder.
"How is this?"
"Warm, secure, caring."
"Perfect." Shiro replied. It soothed a hurt he hadn't known was pressing at him, like an ice pack when he didn't realize he had a migraine. He went limp with a sigh, already nearly boneless against her.
Actually, one improvement.
Turning around, Shiro smiled at her and leaned in for a kiss.
Now it's perfect.
You are very cute, Allura told him. She kissed him back, pecking over his face and smoothing her hands up and down his back. Are you all right? You never answered. Shiro considered the question.
I'm still antsy, he murmured. I think some of my shivering isn't from the chill. But this helps a lot. I feel here, in the moment.
He leaned in for a proper kiss.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Allura replied gently. I wish to bring you back gently when I can. This is all to help, and because we love you, because we want to do this with you. So thank you for letting me.
Taking a deep breath, Shiro nodded.
You're welcome.
He wrapped his arms around her waist and buried his face in her shoulder. Tomorrow they'd have the bruising to deal with, and Shiro was still a little certain Koran was going to shoot him out the airlock. But Allura seemed to think it was okay. This was about trust. This was about trusting them to take care of him. Shiro was going to do that. Closing his eyes, Shiro took a deep breath and allowed himself to be comforted.